are listening to today's Modern Worship here in Brevard County, 91.5 FM, WMIE.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program. It is Friday, and we are very excited about that. And I pray that you are having a great, great week. You know, last weekend, my wife had her birthday, and some of the kids came in town for that. And we're working on preparing for a new season of life that we're dealing with here in the next few weeks. It's going to require some adjustments on our part, and so some of the kids are coming in and getting things that we've held in storage for them for a decade or two, and now they all have their own homes, and it's time for their stuff to find its way to where they live instead of where we live. We've got to utilize those rooms for another purpose here in the days to come. So that was last weekend. This weekend is Mother's Day as well as my birthday. And so lots of celebrating that is going on. And my wife's going to a women's ministry event. My birthday, you know, hits Mother's Day weekend quite frequently, and it's okay. We will be fine. We will be fine, and we are going to have a great time. So, but don't forget Mother's Day. Whatever you do, don't forget Mother's Day. Honor the ladies in your life, and I tell guys this: make sure that you treat your wife, the mother of your children, and your own mother, and treat your daughters so well that the standard will be very high, that they're not going to put up with any of the nonsense that some of the men in this world have to offer. Make sure that you create the standard high. Don't raise them to be neglected. And, you know, Proverbs 31 woman, it says that her children will rise up and call her blessed, and I pray that you will do that. If you do not have a church home, we would love to have you come to Merritt Assembly of God. If you haven't been in church for a while, I'd like to encourage you to give the church another chance. Give the church another chance, and if you've attended someplace else. Now, we're not perfect. I'm not perfect. You know, I try and live as well as I can. I sing a song every once in a while just to make fun of the fact that some things I just forget. It's like the old gray matter ain't what it used to be, ain't what it used to be, ain't what it used to be. That's the old gray mare, but I'm not a mare. But, so if you don't, have a church home, ladies, we're going to be honoring you this week, and we value you. We deem that you are valuable to the kingdom of God, and I pray that you'll become the spiritual dynamo that God wants you to be. And so Sunday morning at 10:30, we're going to be honoring the ladies of Merritt Assembly of God. Hope that you will make your way out to that. We're going back to Psalm 33, verse number 1. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise from the upright is beautiful. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make melody to him with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy, for the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. The Lord looks from heaven, he sees all the sons of men. From the place of his dwelling he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their heart individually, he considers all their works. So yesterday we were talking about rejoicing in the Lord. We were talking about praising God in a righteous and beautiful manner. Praise him on the instruments. Sing to him a new song. Verse number 3, the second part says this, play skillfully with a shout of joy. Now I will tell you this. God wants us to offer him our best. He also wants to make sure that our best keeps getting better. So to play skillfully, you can start out, and if your skill level is a 1 and you're using that for the glory of God, he's going to help you to take that to a skill level number 2. I remember when I was in Bible college, that the music professor, now I wasn't in the music program, but I did know of this person, and I had to take classes on how to, you know, how to lead a worship service. So I would interact with some of these people, and this lady was very, very skilled as a music instructor. And at some point in time, she had crossed paths with a person that at that time wasn't as young as I was. They weren't old at that point in time. They've since passed away to be with the Lord. But they were one of the most recognized names in the music industry. And what had happened was that there wasn't a musician in the church that they grew up in. And so they stepped up, they volunteered to play the instruments and became so skillful that they were very, very gifted. And they use their talents for the Lord. So this person calls up the music professor from Central Bible College and said, hey, I've got some work being done on my house, and I've had to, you know, get out for a little while the renovations are taking place, and I'm in town I'm going to be in town where you are. Is there any way that we can, you know, have a meal or, you know, sit down and talk or anything like that? And the professor was skeptical and said, you know, and I don't know if she just had a practical joke played on her. I don't know what set up the doubt in her mind that he was who he said he was. But she said, I don't believe this is you or the person that you say that you are. And he said, no, it is me. And she said, Sit down at the piano and play me a song. And this is before cell phones and before caller ID and all of that sort of stuff. And so he probably took his 25-foot landline cord like we had back in the day, and he set it down, and he sat it at the piano, and he began to play this song, and she automatically recognized him because of the skill that he had on his instrument. Now, we're not only supposed to be improving our skill set when it comes to the things of God. On your workplace, become better at your trade than you were when you began. I remember hearing a story of a different country sending a trade delegation and touring a factory here in America. And they wanted to go through and see how this manufacturing plant was functioning. And at that point in time, this American industry was at the top of the world. So they were very impressed, and they went, and they came back and about 10 years later, and they said, we would like to tour your facility again. And they said, sure, come on. And so this time when that foreign delegation showed up, they weren't impressed. They were dumbfounded, because in 10 years, this company that had been at the forefront of this industry, they had not made a single improvement in 10 years, where the people who came had started behind them. They had progressed beyond them to where now the person that was the leader, the company that was the leader, was now the trailer. They were the follower, and they were going to have to catch up if they were going to stay competitive. Whatever you do, make sure that you are improving your skill set. So when you are utilizing your gifts for the Lord, play skillfully with a shout of joy. Now, I will tell you this, that the things that we do for God, they need to be done multiple ways. They need to be done in faith. They need to be done in love. They need to be done with joy. Don't listen. If you get to the place where the functions that you are performing, the manner in which you serve, if you are not doing it with joy, you need some time with Jesus. And one of the things that can happen is we reach a place where there is so much that we no longer do it with faith. And we are completely ineffective if we serve without love. So make sure that the ways that you serve in faith, you serve in love, you serve with joy, you serve in obedience. All three of those verses are our responses. Here's verse number 4. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. These are the ways that he operates in your life. Why would we reject the word of the Lord, which is right, to embrace some other philosophy, some other source of pseudo wisdom, which is not going to be nearly as perfect as the word of the Lord? It makes no sense. So I had a person not too awful long ago. It was a while back. It wasn't back in the Stone Age or anything like that. But it wasn't recent, but it was, you know, not ancient and medieval history either. And they said, this is what God told me to do. And I said, okay. And a little while later, they came back to me, and what God had told them to do was going to impact some other people not here locally. It was going to impact some other people that they were going to have to pick up the slack because God had told this person. And there was a reason. There was a reason. It wasn't just haphazard or anything like that. There was a reason for the season. And the people who the burden was going to shift upon them began to try and influence and convince the person not to stop doing what they were doing. And so they were thinking about that and thinking about continuing. And I spoke with them and I said, I just want to encourage you. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just here in a pastoral role and tell you, if God tells you to do something, whose voice are you going to listen to more, God's voice or the people that are trying to talk you out of what God's doing? And he came back and said, you know, I can't believe I'm still making the same mistake that I've always made throughout my life. And he went back and he told those people and said, look, I know you may not be happy about this, but this is what God's told me. And it ended up being the absolute right thing to do because of the particular season. And so I will tell you, when God tells you to do something, he's not speaking theoretically. He's not even speaking, you know, with a list of possible options. He's speaking in a manner and says, this is the way that you need to go about this. The word of the Lord is right. All of his work is done in truth. There's nothing fraudulent, nothing deceptive, nothing shady. So you and I should work the same way. God works with us in a manner that is forthright and honest and trustworthy. He loves righteousness and justice, and the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Now, if I can fixate on that clause there just a moment, it says this: the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. So Brevard County is full of the goodness of the Lord. Does that mean that everybody's walking in it? No, doesn't mean that. But it does mean this, that wherever God's children are, that God has saturated that location, saturated that environment with his goodness. So a lot of times people, when they're going through difficult situations or difficult seasons, they say, why is God punishing me? And I will tell you that God is never negatively punitive. He can be corrective, but his correction is not disapproval. His correction is always done in love and is done in his goodness. I don't know if you have ever been disciplined by a person who was not operating in a righteous manner, and they weren't interested in correcting you in a manner that was going to make you better. They were actually venting themselves, and they were the ones. As long as they were still angry, they were still going to deal with you in that very painful manner. But that's not the way God is. God deals with people out of his goodness, out of righteousness, out of his truth. And everything he says to do is right. And wherever you find yourself right now, the gauge of goodness is pegging full. Pegging full. I had a person that posted not too long ago on social media, and I happened to read the article. And I read it because I remembered things like that happening when I was growing up, and it was a picture of a coffee cup sitting on a saucer. It had, I don't know if you're old enough to remember, excuse me, when if you were serving coffee or coffee at the dinner table, you would put it on a saucer. There was a reason for that. Now, I can walk around all day. I can carry a glass of water that is filled all the way to the brim, and I won't spill a drop. I can carry a Pepsi. I can carry a sweet tea. I can carry all those things. I don't spill anything. But if you gave me a cup of coffee, for some reason, whenever I walked, I would spill that. And so not all of it, but it would slosh out, and it's like, oh, great. Now I got to stop and clean that up. So I wish coffee tasted as good as it smells. Some of you say it does. What's wrong with you? And I'll tell you, I drink coffee on occasion, and some of you just said, what's wrong with you? but my wife is the coffeeholic in the family. She loves her coffee. She was raised on it. I wasn't. When in the olden days, you know, back when dirt was new, they would put the coffee cup on a saucer. And if the cup got too full, it didn't spill onto the table. It spilled onto the saucer. And so my friend that posted this on social media said, I'm just here drinking from my saucer because the Lord has been so good to me, my cup overflows. That's the type of environment that we get to walk in, is when we see the goodness of God as completely saturating our environment. It changes us. Verse number 6 is the reason. It's the foundational work of what prompted everything up through verses 1-3. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. So here we see that one of the things that happens when God breathes and when God speaks is those are the mechanisms that he used to bring about creation in the first place. The Spirit of God. God is, was, and always will be Creator God. And he spoke, the Word, you know, John chapter 1, the Word was in the beginning, and that refers to Jesus. But you also need to understand that God the Holy Spirit was a very active participant of the Trinity in the creation of the heavens and the earth. Okay? In fact, you cannot breathe you cannot speak without breath coming across your vocal cords. So whenever you hear, thus says the Lord in the scriptures, whenever you hear that, you've got to understand that the Spirit of God is behind that statement. He is moving that declaration, that revelation forward, and it's the same process that was used all the way back in creation. A lot of people think that creation is only talked about in the book of Genesis or maybe John chapter 1. That's not the case at all. If you turn over into the book of Hebrews, and turn to chapter 11, it says in verse number 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good testimony. Listen to this. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. So the Word, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit partnered together to make creation possible. And I know that there are a lot of people who believe in this random, haphazard, you know, accidental beginning of the cosmos, if you will. I will just tell you, I don't have enough faith to believe in that. I do have enough faith to believe that God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit said, we're going to change this emptiness and fill it up. And we're going to change this darkness and we're going to light it up. And we're going to change this chaos and we're going to make it something beautiful. And we're going to take this lifelessness and we are going to make life there. We are going to plant life on planet Earth and we're going to put in a plan that is going to be absolutely wonderful. I've got faith to believe in that. I have, you know, some people would say, well, I believe in intelligent design. I do too. I believe God's very intelligent and I believe he's the designer, the architect, and the creator. And I will tell you, the Bible says that he gives us the ability to produce or to create wealth. And so here again, we're not just talking about things inside the house of God. We are talking about that the Spirit of God and the Word of God creates the environment with which we thrive. So there's been somebody that said this. I don't remember who it was. It said, God created the ocean and he created the fish so that they could thrive in the environment of the ocean. And he created animals and he created the earth so that the animals could thrive in that creation. Said, but when he created man in his own image so that we would thrive in our relationship with God. The atmosphere that you were created to live in is the atmosphere of the all-wise, all-powerful, and resurrection and life. You were created to thrive in the presence of God. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday right here.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Jesus, you are the one, gives me hope when the day is done. My hands are lifted to you, yeah, yeah. Jesus, you are the King, you are the reason why I sing.